This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs will have a Veterans Day parade this year. The event was headed for cancellation after organizers said there wasn't enough interest from participants. CPR's Dan Boyce reports a different nonprofit will put on the parade instead.
Colorado International Events is known for organizing the city's St. Patrick's Day parade and Oktoberfest celebration. Manager John O'Donnell says his phone started blowing up when the Vets Day parade was canceled last week. He says he's happy to take it over, though probably won't be getting much sleep with the quick turnaround.
We know this thing is going to work, and we have a long-term goal of making this event a destination event in years to come.
The new parade will be held downtown on November 9th at 11 a.m. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
An Air Force proposal that would let the federal government transfer the state's Air National Guard members into the Space Force is drawing some criticism. Army veteran and U.S. Representative Jason Crow says it would be a mistake to take that decision out of the governor's hands.
We have some of the best, finest space missions based in Colorado. We want to make sure that we are protecting those missions and not allowing the Department of Defense to pull those into other states.
Lawmakers opposed to the move met yesterday. They are using the success of keeping Space Command in the state and out of Alabama as a blueprint for locking in defense missions in Colorado. Colorado's newest Congress member hasn't been on the job long, and he won't be there much longer. Republican Greg Lopez was elected to fill the rest of a former congressman's term only about 6 months.
A lot of people did expect me to kind of show up and just kind of fill a seat, not do much.
But he doesn't see it that way. We'll hear what Lopez is trying to accomplish during his short time in Congress and how that could set up his political future. And that's just a bit later in this hour. Just ahead this morning, election workers in Michigan fear for their safety, and Hurricane Milton gets closer to Florida's Gulf Coast, and residents there are trying to get out of the way. It's 6 minutes after six, and this is CPR News.